Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The all-female singer-songwriter tour Steady On, celebrating Lilith Fair at 20, will come to the Linda, WAMC's Performing Arts Studio, on Saturday at 8 p.m. Sharon Goldman, Laura Herskovich, Amy Susie, and Sloane Wainwright will play songs made famous at Lilith Fair in the late 90s, along with their own music. Sharon Goldman and Sloane Wainwright join us to tell us more, and I started by asking them to remind everybody what Lilith Fair was.
Taking you back 20 years to 1997, Lilith Fair was founded by Sarah McLachlan. And I've read, you know, I was reading some articles about the debut of this festival, which was an all-female festival. It ran for 3 summers, and they toured a whole bunch of different cities each summer. And I read that Sarah McLachlan founded it kind of almost as like a view to the music business, where she had been in situations in which venues would say, you know, we can't have more than one female act in a row on the bill. And she was like, well, you know what? I'm going to put together an all-female festival, and it's going to be super successful. And it was. I think it was one of the top grossing festivals of the time. But I also consider it to be kind of an overall trend. It was really a time in the late 90s when, you know, there were so many amazing, powerful singer-songwriters in every genre that, you know, inspired a whole generation of singer-songwriters, including myself.
What was your relationship to the original festival?
My relationship to the original festival was the artists. You know, these, you know, I didn't get a chance to go to
any of the shows. The concert CD.
But I had the concert CD. And also, there were just so many of the artists that were, you know, top in my CD player of the time.
Right.
You know, that I just wore it out, you know, whether it's Sarah McLachlan, Sean Colvin, Suzanne Vega,
Patty Griffin, Tracy Chapman,
Joan Osborne. There's so many. It's a deep,
gosh.
If you look at the list, it's a deep list.
Hundreds and hundreds of artists.
I was looking at the list before we came in the studio and remembered a lot of them. Like, you know, obviously you remember Sarah McLachlan, you remember like Paula Cole, Natalie Merchant. And then I was like, oh, right, Lauryn Hill was at one of them. That's
the Neilds.
So cool. Yeah.
The Neilds, really?
The Neilds, yeah.
There were 3 stages. So, you know, there were up and comers. There were, you know, venerable artists that had been around for decades. And yeah, I think we all of us that are doing this show this weekend found when we looked at the list that there were people that we had forgotten were at the festival and people that weren't that we thought were.
Sure. 20 years will do that.
Right.
So Steady On, celebrating Lilith Fair at 20, is going to be at the Linda on October 14th at 8 p.m. That's this Saturday. What made you decide to put this together? And you have played shows throughout the summer. How have they gone?
They've gone wonderfully. We've gotten such a nice response in Maine, Massachusetts. This weekend, we were just down in Pennsylvania and Maryland. It came about in a couple of stages. I have a song on my most recent album that is about the mythical character of Lilith, which is how the festival got its name. And through doing research about that, I came upon the fact that Lilith Fair was coming upon its 20th anniversary. And in January, right after the Women's March, actually, that happened right after the inauguration, I was down at a festival in South Florida, and I ran into my friend Laura Herskovich, who's another one of the performers. And I said, hey, did you know that this year is the 20th anniversary of Lilith Fair? Were you a fan? And she says, what? Was I a fan? You know, and we talked, you know, walking on the beach for like half an hour about it. And we came upon the idea of a tribute tour. And then it was just a no-brainer to reach out to my dear friend Sloane Wainwright and Amy Susie and Trina Hamlin and a couple of other folks to say, you know, would you be into doing this with us? This would be a powerful, you know, sisterhood-filled series of shows that we could do together.
Very Wonder Women.
So how did they approach you, Sloane, and how much of a no-brainer was it for you?
Oh, Sharon gave me a call, and when she asked me, I said, of course, I would love to do that. I would love to be part of a show celebrating Lilith Fair and just being with all of the wonderful women that she had chosen to do the shows. The format of the concert is really fun because each of us, we each get to do, we do a bunch of songs together, 5 songs together from various artists, which is great. So just being able to collaborate on that, revisiting the material, you know, I've loved that. And then we get to pick a song of our own, and then we get to do an original or 2 originals. So it's been fun. It's a wonderful wonderful collection.
I mean, I would say, I'm not sure, you know, if Sloan would agree with this, but for me, doing shows with just with women, I find to be really powerful and also just an incredible amount of fun. I'm not saying that, you know, any collaborative show is not fun, but this, I feel like, makes it extra special.
Yeah, there's a lot of synergy among the four of us, five of us.
And I think for all of us, kind of delving into the canon and kind of choosing the songs that we want to do and then bringing the others on board to collaborate, you know, in ways that, you know, we might not have before. Lara Herskovich is a terrific percussionist. You know, I didn't know that. So that's really nice, you know, and Trina Hamlin, who's doing a few of the shows with us next month and in December, is well known as an amazing harmonica player. So to bring, you know, her in on that is something added and extra special. So, you know, things like that.
The songs that aren't your original songs that you're playing, sort of like as tribute, the covers, but covers feels a little bit derogatory, but you know, the songs that aren't yours that you're performing.
Celebrating.
Right. How do you choose them?
Well, we chose them in different ways. I think there was a part, you know, of the idea that we did want to make sure that we chose enough songs that people would definitely know. So kind of the group songs that we're doing as a full ensemble are kind of like that, like Tracy Chapman's Gimme One Reason is one that, you know, almost everyone would recognize. Joan Osborne's big hit, What If God Was One of Us? You know, this is another that people remember. Sarah McLachlan's Building a Mystery, also one that most people know. But then it was really nice to choose artists that, you know, either inspired us or, you know, just that we've always loved that particular song. So for me, you know, one of the artists that inspired me the most, you know, as a trend throughout the 80s and 90s was Suzanne Vega. I do think that it goes beyond a cover. Lara and I were just talking about this over the weekend because, you know, a cover song is a cover song. But when you're taking an artist that really inspired you, that takes doing their material to a whole other level. So I'm doing a Suzanne Vega song called Gypsy that, you know, wasn't her biggest hit, but it's one that was special to me. And so that's kind of nice to interpret a song like that.
That's excellent to have the opportunity to do that. You mentioned your song Lilith, and we are going to listen to part of it now. Could you tell us how you came to write this song?
Well, the album that it's on is a kind of a song journey called Kol Isha, which in Hebrew means a woman's voice. So I was taking a lot of biblical stories and personal stories about growing up in a Jewish community and bringing that into song. And the idea of Lilith, kind of turning a lot of ancient stories on their head, the character of Lilith was known as Adam's first wife before Eve. That's how Sarah McLachlan came to name the festival Lilith Fair. I did some more research into her and found that she turned into a demon after getting kicked out of the Garden of Eden, who would come to your house and steal your children and seduce your husband. So I kind of think of her as the original nasty woman and felt like she deserved her own song.
They call me a demon, wild without reason. I'm the night owl flying. I left Eden for the desert, leaves for wings and feathers. You won't see me crying. I rise when the sun goes down. I rest in the shadows of barren ground. The rain my name.
It's Lilith by Sharon Goldman, performing as part of Steady On, celebrating Lilith Fair at 20 at the Linda this Saturday. Sloan, I want to bring you into this a little bit more.
I know, I love listening to Sharon talk about this concept. Brilliant idea.
So how does joining this concert and participating feed into what you already do with your music?
One of the things that's most pleasurable for me in regard to this project is working with the other women and the energy around that, the community aspect, more creating community through music and the messages. I want to say that it's that we were laughing about Wonder Woman and girl power and this and that, but they are universal messages, and I love those messages.
We're going to play one of your original songs now called If You Want to Be Happy. Tell us a little bit about this song before we hear it.
Well, If You Want to Be Happy is a song that comes from one of my mother Martha's wonderful Zen sayings, if you want to be happy, keep your mind off your thoughts. The energy around the song is very much along those lines, focusing on the things you have, not what you haven't got. I love doing this song in the show because it's a song that brings me right straight to my mom, which is, you know, my most divine female.
If you want to be happy, keep your mind off your thoughts. Focus on the things you have, not what you haven't got. Thoughts will keep you up at night, they'll drive you to the brink. Thoughts will make you crazy, don't believe all that you think.
Sloan Wainwright's If You Want to Be Happy from her album, Bright Side of a Rainy Day. Sharon Goldman and Sloan Wainwright will be joined by Lara Herskovich and Amy Susie at the Linda, WAMC's Performing Arts Studio in Albany, New York, on Saturday at 8 p.m. for Steady On, celebrating Lilith Fair at 20. To learn more, visit thelinda.org.